Thunder rumbles in the mountain passes, and lightning rattles the eaves of our houses. Floodwaters await us in our avenues. Snow falls upon snow, falls upon snow to avalanche over unprotected villages. The sky slips low and gray and threatening. We question ourselves, what have we done to so affront nature? We worry, God, are you there? Are you there really? Does the covenant you made with us still hold? Into this climate of fear and apprehension, Christmas enters. Streaming lights of joy, ringing bells of hope, and singing carols of forgiveness high up in the bright air. The world is encouraged to come away from rancor. Come the way of friendship. It is the glad season.
Thunder ebbs to silence, and lightning sleeps quietly in the corner. Floodwaters recede into memory. Snow becomes a yielding cushion to aid us. As we make our way to higher ground, hope is born again in the faces of children. It rides on the shoulders of our aged as they walk into their sunset. Hope spreads around the earth, brightening all things. Even hate, which crouches breeding in dark corridors. In our joy, we think we hear a whisper. At first it is soft, then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. It is loud now. It is louder, louder than explosions of bombs. We tremble at this sound. We are thrilled by its presence. It is what we have hungered for. Not just for the absence of war, but true peace. A harmony of spirit, a comfort of courtesies. Security for our beloveds and their beloveds.
We clap hands and welcome the peace of Christmas. We beckon this good season to wait a while with us. We, Baptist and Buddhist, Methodist and Muslim, say come, peace. Come and fill us and your world with your majesty. We, the Jew and the Jainist, the Catholic and the Confucian, implore you to stay a while with us so we may learn by your shimmering light how to look beyond complexion and see community. It is Christmas time, a halting of hate time. On this platform of peace, we can create a language to translate ourselves to ourselves and to each other.
At this holy instant, we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ into the great religions of the world. We jubilate the precious advent of trust. We shout with glorious tongues the coming of hope. All the earth's tribes loosen their voices to celebrate the promise of peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud. We look at our world and speak the word aloud. Peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say, without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother. Peace, my sister. Peace, my soul.
Peace on earth, goodwill to all people. That is my favorite Christmas blessing, my favorite Christmas wish. And from singing like that, from a place like South Africa, we know that it is indeed possible. Peace is possible, reconciliation is possible. And may we be the bringers of peace. May we be the peacemakers. And may we let this season of peace into our hearts and carry us toward that, even in the most frantic of our rushing around. In this season, a peacefulness can yet come upon us. Unexpectedly, fill our hearts with quiet. Even in a time in the world that is so fraught with violence, in our own land and in too many nations, Maya Angelou tells us to still listen for a whisper in the storm. At first, it is too soft. Then only half heard. We listen carefully as it gathers strength. We hear a sweetness. The word is peace. Christmas celebrates the birth of one who is called the Prince of Peace. Jesus, whose message was that we each of us carry in us a holy light, the possibility for making peace, the possibility for reconciliation. Yet Jesus also reminds us that peace without justice is a false peace. It's not just peace in our hearts that matters. And yet, it assuredly, most assuredly, begins in our hearts. Perhaps we all always need each year the inner quiet of Christmas to again hear the angels' song of peace. May we search in our hearts for signs of peacemaking, and yet also for the signs of warmongering that also lie within us. You know, there really was a Christmas Eve truce in the trenches of World War I. And it was in 1914, the first Christmas of that year, and already the trenches were entrenched. And the soldiers could actually talk to one another. They were so close. And on that Christmas Eve, someone did begin singing Silent Night, German or English, it doesn't matter. And the other side joined in. And then someone did creep out of that trench with a flag of truce like the Christmas star. And others joined in, and they did indeed play soccer. And in some cases, the truce lasted just for a day, that next Christmas day. And in some places, the truce lasted until New Year's Day. And the commanders tried to keep the soldiers from doing this because they knew how much harder it would be to wage war when they had looked into one another's faces and shared those family stories, and yet they could not stop their soldiers. Alas, peace, while it is possible, is not always so lasting. And they did go back to their trenches, and they did go back for 4 more years of war. Yet how might it be if we could let the spirit of Christmas into our hearts year-round? And so I hope that you cultivate that peace in your heart and in your homes and with your neighbors and across the nation in these next days. You practice that peace, that you may carry it with you. I hope, too, though, that you also are reminded of what the absence of peace feels like. And may you hold your peace along with a holy disturbance by knowing all of the violence in war-torn lands and even those who are being killed in our own streets, those who are protesting in those streets. Imagine, if you can, what it might be like if the police and the protesters, if police and their communities could sing together now and again and play a little pickup soccer. So enter the peace of this season and let it enter you. Let peace more fully into your heart. Let that peace change you. Let it remind you that peace is possible, reconciliation is possible, and it starts with me, it starts with you, and it continues as we grow in peace together. Amen and blessed be. I leave you again with the final words from Maya Angelou's poem, Amazing Peace. We, angels and mortals, believers and non-believers, look heavenward and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at our world and speak the word aloud, peace. We look at each other, then into ourselves, and we say without shyness or apology or hesitation, peace, my brother, peace, my sister, peace, my soul. Go forth in love. Go forth in peace. May it be so.